Hello, welcome to Classic Folk on 2NURFM. I'm Phil Bates.
And I'm Jane Klein, and some great folk music coming your way today, involving a little bit of travelling, many of them, not all, many of them, a couple of love songs in there, and a reference to events around our region.
Ooh, interesting.
Happening at the moment.
Okay, and we'll start off with something that we're all missing, I think. Remember overseas holidays?
Yes.
We used to be able to go on them. And in the UK, of course, trips to various parts of Europe during the European summer was almost a done thing. You know, you did it every year. And I know Bob Fox always likes to spend a few weeks in Greece. And I suppose that's no coincidence then that he recorded this song, written by his old mate Jez Lowe, about people who lived in the dreary, wet, dark north of England and always promised their girlfriends and wives a holiday in Greece. It is, of course, Greek Lightning, Bob Fox.
Lightning, oh, in your heart it was easily won, away from the drinking and fighting, with nights in the tavern and days in the sun. How we could leave drunk on Saturday nights and cold, damp Wednesday sign-ons, see new skies all lit up with Greek lightning. Yes, I promised to show you Greek lightning. Oh, in your heart it was easily won. The words had a sound so exciting, just like they always did, I should have known. But time staggered on and you watched as I fell into booze, bloody bad temper and hell. But I always just managed to win you with talk of Greek lightning. And dreams let you down, they just let you down. They never leave you, oh, they never leave you. And dreams let you down, they just let you down. But they never leave you, they never leave you. Now at the wettest of Durham big meetings, oh, how your heart it was easily won. I shouted for songs by the Beatles, not that fat man from Athens they kept putting on. But the beer got me singing to his serenade, and you laughed all embarrassed in your lullaby when I told you that one day I'd light up your skies with Greek lightning. Well, many big meetings and chances have happened, oh, since your heart it was easily won. Me hopes have grown slim and I've fattened on 6 pints a night till me dull money's gone. Then I weep drunkard's tears all over your hand, and then I call you a cow, and then I think of me mum, and I look to the skies for a flash in the pan of Greek lightning. Cause dreams let you down, they just let you down. They never leave you, oh, they never leave you. And dreams let you down, they just let you down. But they never leave you, oh, they never leave you. Yes, I promise to show you Greek lightning. Oh, heart it was easily won. Away from the drinking and fighting, with nights in the tavern and days in the sun. How we could leave drunken Saturday nights and cold, damp Wednesday sign-ons, and see new skies all lit up with Greek lightning. Oh, but we always make do for a week or a day, with the hot sands of Roca or Whitley Bay. And I look to the grey northern skies for a flash of Greek lightning. Cos dreams let you down, they just let you down. They never leave you, oh, they never leave you. And dreams let you down, they just let you down. But they never leave you.
Wow, yes, dreams never leave you. Dreams of travelling, holidays, abroad, somewhere else. Yeah, and that was Bob Fox and Greek Lightning on Classic Folk on 2NUR FM.
One thing we can do, of course, is get on domestic flights and fly to places in Australia, and that's probably a good thing at the moment, that we turn our attentions to travelling within our own beautiful and extraordinary continent. And Enda Kenny wrote this really lovely song about being on a flight one day and having a little bit of a conversation with a younger person on the flight. I'll let him tell you the story. It's called Catch Me a Cloud from Kitchen Ballads, which is Enda Kenny's, I think, most recent CD. Catch Me a Cloud, Enda Kenny.
Can you catch me a cloud? Said the boy in the seat next to me. It must have been 2.5, that's going on 3. Can you catch me a cloud, said he. And I looked at the cotton wool clouds, they were passing below. Said I would if I could, but I can't open that window. He said, I know. You could catch me a cloud if you opened that door over there. Not allowed to, said I, when we're up in the sky. Not allowed when we're up in the air. And he said, not fair. And a steward was passing by, just an average kind of guy. I can't believe what he did for that kid, it still brings a tear to my eye. 'Cause when he returned with a coffee cup between his hands, one hand on the bottom, one hand on the top, he reached our row and he came to a stop. Then he lifted his top hand and he said to the boy, look inside. I've caught you a cloud, now it's gotta go back outside. Then he disappeared with that cup of dry ice, and I gave him a thumbs up and I whispered, nice, what a marvelous thing to do. Made that little boy's mum pretty happy too. So when you finish your coffee, the next time you're up in the air, imagine a cloud swirling round in your cup. 'Cause this really happened, it isn't made up. The boy got his cloud and I got a story to share.
on a discount fare. Can you catch me a cloud, said the boy in the seat next to me. Must have been 2 and a half, that's going on 3. Can you catch me a cloud, said he. Can you catch me a cloud? 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 Can you catch me a cloud?
Catch me a cloud.
Can you catch me a cloud?
Catch me a cloud.
Can you catch me a cloud?
Catch me.
Can you catch me a cloud?
Can you catch me a cloud?
Can you catch me a cloud?
Can you catch me a
cloud? Ah, I hope that child still remembers the day that he took that flight and the cabin attendant brought him a cloud in a cup. Wonderful thing. That was Enda Kenny, Catch Me a Cloud from Kitchen Ballads on 2NURFM's Classic Folk.
A journey that might take a little bit longer is one to get to the kingdom. Kingdom Come is coming up next from Old Man Ludica.
Trick pony, I broke faces that were cold and stony. And in the evening when the night meets the gloaming, like a pigeon, well, my heart goes homing. I have been subject to change, not what I'd rearrange. I never flock with those of fancy feathers. I've met all my friends in unfair weather. Kingdom come, when the kingdom come, kingdom come, whoa, whoa. Kingdom come, whoa, whoa. I was crying in the wilderness. It's a pretty good place to build a home, I guess. And I know the baby born in Bethlehem. I saw the star that brought the wise men unto him. Sunflower grows by my cottage door. It's grown 12 feet or maybe more. Face to the sun and wanting more. Like a lion without a roar. How belong when the kingdom come, when the kingdom come. How belong when the kingdom come, when the kingdom come. How belong when the kingdom come, when the kingdom come.
From the heights that are wuthering, let golden doubt come along. Let my heart be filled with song. I never flock with those of fancy feathers. I've met all my friends in unfair weather. How belong when the kingdom come, when the kingdom come. How belong when the kingdom come, when the kingdom come. How belong when the kingdom come. Kingdom come, kingdom come, whoa, kingdom come, whoa.
I love that line, I never fly with those with Fancy Feathers.
Yeah.
Old Man Lutica there. And that's from a CD called Tender is the Night and the song Kingdom Come on Classic Folk on 2NURFM.
A little bit of bouncing coming up next on our travelling program, or thinking of places distant, on Classic Folk tonight. And it comes from Sadie and Jay. A bit of rogue folk coming up. Here they are, Sadie and Jay with Bounce.
That's from a CD called Rogue Folk. From Sadie and Jay, a song called Bounce. And you heard it on Classic Folk on 2NURFM.
Certainly a travelling rhythm happening there.
I was bouncing.
Yeah, me too. And time to think about somewhere else that's overseas that you may have visited in the past and have good memories of, or maybe would like to visit at some time in the future when it all becomes possible. It's a song about Morocco, and it's from Judy Collins. Mm-hmm.
dream that I saw you once down in Morocco. Your clothes were so old, they were new. You spoke to the Bedouins in their own language of silver and crimson and blue. They said that your singing had altered their vision, and yet nothing really had changed. The dust from the desert rose up from your eyelids. You said you had conquered the chains. The white wind around us as we stood there talking was blowing the stars from the sky. I said, make the beauty you made long ago and the dervishes whirled while you cry. You said, hold me against you, the weather.
Judy Collins and Morocco. And while we're talking about distances tonight on Classic Folk on 2NURFM, there's a certain amount of dreaming going on as well.
I think so, yeah. And yeah, Morocco was quite a destination back in the 70s, wasn't it? You know, when we were all...
Humphrey and Lauren made it, so.
Yeah, and we were all driving around in combis wearing cheesecloth shirts and sort of heading for exotic places, and Morocco was on the list. And yeah, just that voice of Judy Collins, I mean, that's just a wonderful voice, isn't it? And great songwriter too. That's a classic folk track.
And she was part of the classic folk scene too,
she was,
in the 60s
so.
And onwards. Yeah.
I remember her version of Leonard Cohen's Suzanne on commercial radio being played.
So. There you go.
Yeah.
And great voice.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Classic Folk on 2NURFM with Phil Bates and Jane Klein. And coming up next, a song called London Lights, but it's a little deeper than just going to London. It's about somebody who was raising their family in London back in the old days. It's from Maz O'Connor.
See how those London lights are gleaming through the frost and falling snow. Sleep on my blue-eyed treasure. Your mother's got nowhere to go. It was those two blue eyes enticed me and drew me from my home. Oh, and how I long now to return there and wish that I had never roamed.
A wistful song, perhaps? Maz O'Connor and London Lights. It actually takes you back to a little bit of pea soupy surroundings and the lights coming through. Yeah, it's very atmospheric.
Remember that from my childhood in England, walking to school with pea soup fog around me and navigating by the lights. Yeah.
And then they cleared up the pea soup, which was, to a certain extent, that's great. Hmm. Well done. So Classic Folk on 2NURFM.
And we're sticking with that ethereal sort of magical sound with this track called Growing. And there isn't a band in the world that's any more sort of mystical and ethereal than Edgelarks. So here it is from their CD Feather, Growing, Edgelarks.
Growing, growing, all these years my love has been growing, growing, all these years my love has
I drew my love a wedding band. I wore it on my left hand. Diamonds settle in white gold. To have and forever hold this ring from my finger sling. And round my heart a few grieved. And though I searched the house around, nowhere could my ring be found. Growing, growing, all these years my love has been growing, growing. These years my love has been. Now 16 years have passed away. The house I tend day on day. My garden trees do grow high. I'll reap my harvest by and by. Growing, growing, all these years my love has been. Growing, growing, all these years my love has been. The time has come to pull the crop, and from the earth I draw a dove, a carrot strangely ringed around. What is lost may still be found. For what is lost may still be found. Growing, growing, all these years my love has been. Growing, growing, all these years my love has been. Growing, growing, all these years my love has been. Growing, growing, all these years my love has been.
Edgelarks, and yes, certainly ethereal sounds coming from them, called Growing. I just love the connection with London. Amongst the London lights, of course, is the face of Big Ben and the chimes of Big Ben, perhaps, or other churches around London being echoed in the tune for that. To a new RFM, we are thinking about things far off and needing a bit of travelling, but there are also things happening close up too. So as we take a look at what's on around the region for our friends, the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club.
Yes, well, the big thing that's happening starting the week 24th of June is, of course, Love Lambton celebrating 150 years since they were declared a municipality. And as a new Lamptonian for 27 years of my life, I'm really looking forward to it. Lots of events happening. Bob Corbett is going to be performing. We'll be hearing from Bob in just a few minutes. Also, people from the folk club will be performing in the main street of Lambton there on Saturday morning. So that'll be a bit of a hoot as well. Lots and lots of things happening.
There's the big birthday party as well on Sunday.
And somebody famous singing.
Kate Sobrano is going to sing Happy Birthday to Lambton.
Look, there'll be so much going on in Lambton. Yeah, just keep an eye on all that stuff.
And then the Lakeside Folk Circle, which is these days being conducted under the auspices of the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club. And it's all COVID safe on the fourth Sunday of the month. So that is Sunday the 27th. And next Sunday, music, verse and community fun. It's from 4:30 to 6:30 at Turalba Community Hall in Anzac Parade.
And on Monday the 28th of June, Poetry at the Pub, always held on the third and the fifth Monday of the month, 7:30 p.m. at the Wickham Park Hotel, corner of Maitland Road and Albert Street. Maggie Hall will be the featured poet there from Newcastle. And letting you know if you missed any programs or you want to hear some programs that you enjoyed, and why wouldn't you, then you can go to 2nurfm.com.au and do a search for Classic Folk, and there'll be lots and lots of programs there that you can enjoy at your leisure, along with song lists of what was there. And don't forget to check out our blog while you're there as well. That's always fun. If you'd like to get in touch with us, folk at 2nurfm.com will find us, and we'd love to hear from you. Now, who else could we feature on this Love Lambton week but Bob Corbett, who wrote this great song called Lambton Lights.
1, 2, 3, 4.
On the Grove Town Hill, the mare stood one September night. Through the switch that gave the glow, they called the Lambton Light. Amongst the fair and cheer, and there she looked back upon her tale. How it became the night, the day, the Lambton earned the praise and hail. They gathered round the rotunda back in 1896, talking about powered lights instead of burning all those candlesticks. There was a Scottish and Australian mining company, brass bands and fire brigades in the middle of February. We'll have the Lambton Lights shining bright in the September night, all right. We just need bigger posts and telegraph offices on the side of Dixon Street. Just need engineers and volunteers and bread and beer and meat. Folk within 10 cooies will be a distant memory. On the night, the day, the Lambton town gets electricity, yeah. We'll have the Lambton lights shining bright on the September night, alright. The Lambton lights shining bright on the September night, alright. Came to Lambton Town on one September Eve. The streetlights shone an amazing glow, the sights you never seen. The Westies were late cause the train derailed round Katara Fair. But upon arrival, the incandescence, the Lambton Town glare. So three cheers for the Lambton Lights. We'll just ignore the bill. We'll have a toast and drink to that Edison thing upon the Grove Town Hill. The Lambton lights shining bright on a September night, alright. The Lambton lights shining bright on a September night, alright. The Lambton lights shining bright on a September night. Lambton lights shining bright on the September night. All right. The Lambton lights shining bright on the September night. All right. The Lambton lights shining bright on the September night. All right. Lambton lights
shining bright on a September night. All right.
Bob Corbett there, and Lambton Lights, a song that he wrote about. I think Lambton being the first town in Newcastle area to have
I think more lights. Than that. I think it might even have been New South Wales.
New South Wales.
It's very significant.
Yeah, we're world leaders here in Newcastle. Classic folk on 2NURFM.
No, it's not only people who like travelling or have to travel maybe to earn a crust. Something else that needs to do that are animals, of course. And there's a song about Reynard the Fox coming up next from Graham Dodsworth.
Come ye gentlemen that take delight in hunting bold Reynard the Fox. On yonder stony common I lived and I had me dinner on the geese and ducks. I kept myself on all these fine things, not thinking soon I should die. Chased by a pack of bloody hounds, they caused me country folk to fly. Throughout the stony fields I rambled a thieving at a fine old rate. On sheep and lambs I had me dinner, and the farmers all around they dared me hate. So the Lord for the King's hounds he did send, Jerry Bellamy swore I should die. I left three brothers all behind that love young lambs much better than do I. Throughout the stony fields I run and the bloody dogs they follow me. It makes me oak out stand on end for they hear the bold huntsman's loud horn cry. Throughout the stony fields I run, the dogs they run, I don't know how. In the old course of me life, I never had such a bloody chase until now. And it's 45 miles I have run, I've run it in 3 hours space. All strength it begins, all for to fail, and the bloody dogs they gain on me apace. And it's down by farmer stewards I run, and the keeper shot me in me thigh. Oh, curse your huntsman and your hounds, from this bloody wound I know that I shall die. And it's down by the farmer's fields where they caught him, they caused bold Reynard for to die. Oh, Lord of the rack, demand they tore him, and caused his old fur jacket for to fly. And now bold Reynard, he is dead, they'll go to the alehouse and they'll dine. They'll dip his old paw in their bumper and drink my lord's health in both ale and wine.
Reynard the Fox from Graham Dodsworth from his CD In Good King Arthur's Time. Reynard the Fox, very symbolic thing in British folk music. Way back in the ages, Reynard quite often appeared in human form and lured young ladies away and did all kinds of nasty things besides eating lambs and sheep and stuff like that. And, of course, these days in the UK, it's pretty much an urban pest, the red fox. And, of course, over here we hate them with a passion, but and the person who introduced them.
Well, yes, and Classic Folk on 2NURFM, where we cover the big themes.
We do. All the great stories, break them here.
But fox hunting, even in the UK, has now, of course, attitudes have changed towards that.
Mm.
And it's possibly songs like the next one that have helped that. It comes from Dark Horses, The Hunter.
Is out hunting deep in the forest. Bring him safe home to his babies and me. Their bellies are empty, but my heart is full. Bring him home to me. my love and I met where the river is born. Bring him safe home to his babies and me. He made love to me in the warm morning rain. Bring him home to me. The rich ones say he's a thief, and they'll kill him for his greed. But they're bloody liars, for pay, and he's all we have. Bring him home to me. My love has been gone now far too long. Bring him safe home to his babies and me. They're crying with hunger, my heart's dying of worry. Bring him home to me. The rich ones say he's a thief, and they'll kill him for his greed. But they're bloody liars, and they're greedy for pay, and he's all we have. Bring him home. Safe home to his babies and me.
The hounds took his throat, and the devil's his tail.
Flossie Malavia, I like saying that word, those words. beautiful voice there, and that was Dark Horses with the hunter taking on that that theme of fox hunting. And as you said, Jane, a lot of reaction in sort of the last 20 or 30 years in the UK to fox hunting. But in my childhood, I can remember the red-coated people sort of riding not just through the countryside but through the town as well, and everything had to stop and give way to the hunt.
It was a big part of country life.
And almost a feudal sort of thing going on there as well.
Yes, probably was.
But Keith Donnelly, what a great songwriter too, and coming in at the end there as the fox, the voice of the fox.
Mm.
And there's quite a, Keith Donnelly, when you see him live, is really a funny guy, but that's quite a serious song.
It is a serious song.
I think it's probably time to go, is it?
Another edition of Classic Folk on 2 and URFM.
Well, I'll say goodbye. My name's Phil Bates. It's been lovely to have you along. I'll look forward to you coming to you again next week.
And I'm Jane Klein. We're leaving you with Signor Cabralis, which is full of Celtic music, which means dreams and distance, and Pontevedra.